Just because at crossroads, and its mural address isn't just politics. It's a test of governance, credibility, and whether the city can finally deliver for its millions of residents. As these parties filled big names and headline-grabbing candidates, the real question looms. Can anyone rise above personal politics and put service delivery first? And this mural address, for me, has also become the ultimate stress test for the ANC's credibility in government. On one hand, President Ramaphosa has openly acknowledged that the DA-run municipalities have demonstrated stronger financial controls and cleaner audits, a rare concession that reflects the ANC's willingness, at least at leadership level, to admit that its own councillors have faltered on the basics of governance. Yet on the other hand, your voices like Gwede Mantashe that have struck a defensive note, arguing that the DA only delivers in white suburbs while neglecting the majority in townships, which may as well be true. But these mixed signals expose a real fault line inside the party. Does the ANC as a party lean into a reformist posture that admits mistakes and seeks renewal through coalition pragmatism? Or does it retreat to a populist defense that risks sounding tone deaf to the lived experience of poor service delivery? Legally speaking, the ANC cannot wish away the reality that municipalities are constitutionally autonomous spheres of government. I think it's section 151 of the constitution that makes local government an equal partner, not a junior cousin of the national executive. That means national leaders can praise or criticize, but the buck stops to the councillors and the mayoral coalition in Johannesburg. And in governance terms, the ANC's challenge is stuck. It remains the biggest party in the city, yet it has been unable to enforce internal discipline, stabilize its caucus, or secure a coalition arrangement that guarantees continuity of services. Every mayoral change that you have experienced has brought with it procurement disruptions, policy paralysis, and fiscal uncertainty, which directly undermines voter confidence. Now enter the other players. The DA has fielded Helen Zille, a candidate with, I will say, relative stage and experience, hoping her reputation for administrative discipline will reassure a weary electorate. The PA, on the other hand, is putting forward Kenny Ukunene, a colorful populist figure whose candidacy steers debate about whether charisma and celebrity can substitute for governance acumen. But here's the real truth. Johannesburg's problems go beyond Helen Zille's competence or lack thereof, and they go beyond the personal politics of any single candidate. The city is groaning under a multi-billion rand infrastructure backlog, failing water systems, rolling blackouts, and fiscal instability. These are structural crises that cannot be solved by one individual. They demand coalition maturity. And for me, that is the real test. Can our political parties rise above cheap politicking and instead build stable service delivery focused coalitions that put residents first? Because potholes don't really care about party logos. Waste removal isn't blue, green, or yellow, and clean water is no political color. The pros for the ANC are that it still has reach and brand recognition. Its cons are its visible divisions, its mixed messages, and its declining credibility in the eyes of residents. For the DA, Zille is a statement candidate, I should admit. But the real question is whether the party can penetrate beyond its suburban strongholds and prove inclusive delivery. For parties like PA, well, Kunene's candidates may excite headlines, but the deeper test is whether such populist energy can translate into credible governance. So for me, this mayoral contest is more than just a fight for chains of office. It's a referendum of whether our politics can mature, whether our coalitions can hold, and whether our leaders across the ANC, DA, PA, EFF, and other parties can finally make service delivery, not slogans, the beating heart of governance in the country's economic hub.